So graphene was first isolated in the University of Manchester by two scientists driven by curiosity. And you can all do this at home. If you take some sticky tape and some graphite and peel that over many, many times, eventually you will isolate a single atomic layer of carbon, what we call graphene. It's got length, it's got breadth, but at one atomic layer thick, it's the thinnest possible material known. But as that two-dimensional material, it then has unique and different properties as a two-dimensional material that are unique and different to that of a three-dimensional material. And hence, it got the Nobel Prize for Science Physics 2010. But more importantly, from my perspective, today, lots of industries are looking about how they use the properties of that 2D material into their various products and applications.
How important is this material to the city and vice versa?
So graphene is just the start of a whole series of other two-dimensional materials or a broader advanced materials agenda. So the University of Manchester has great capability skills across advanced materials, and this is shown through activities like graphene and other 2D materials and translated into papers, publication, and also in terms of the ranking of the University of Manchester. If, however, we can continue to work with industry, whether that's supply chain, small companies, spin-outs from the university, startups from the city, it also has a great potential to create not just great science, but to create jobs, to create value, and to create wealth, not just to Greater Manchester, but to the region of the North. And again, we have a vision that we often talk around, which is that of a graphene city, which is the ecosystem, not just of the scientists, but of the scientists plus the supply chain to create that whole ecosystem, jobs, value, and opportunity for Manchester and the Northwest.
So we're now some 16 years after its isolation. What for you have been the most exciting graphene discoveries?
So one of the great things about graphene is you keep finding new things every day you're involved in this job. Some of the simple applications, whilst not that exotic, are quite exciting, like adding graphene into rubber to make your training shoes or your running shoes even grippier but last longer. So they have a benefit in terms of being able to run up hills or slippy rocks without slipping, but they also last longer for environmental benefits. There are other areas of graphene like membranes. Imagine being able to take dirty, salty water through a graphene membrane to create drinking water. Clearly, if we can make a new membrane that can create water from contaminated water, that will make huge differences, not just for Manchester, but around the world. So graphene has the opportunity in many sectors, from lighter aircraft through to longer lasting batteries, through to new forms of healthcare and medicine and drug delivery. So graphene's got real impact today in terms of simple applications, and in the future it may really change the way that we work and the way we operate. I have a motto in my career which is about making a difference, and graphene truly has the opportunity, not just today but in the future, to really make an impact and a difference to the lives that we all live and the way we actually go about our business today.
You mentioned about the graphene membrane that can be used to desalinate water, which really was a big discovery, a big story, and could potentially be a global game changer. How far are we from a membrane like this being possible on an industrial scale?
So the membrane is really exciting, and since that first discovery, we continue to produce some great science around that discovery to understand how this membrane may work. And the work has now moved on almost to a tunable membrane. So imagine a membrane not only can create drinking water, but you can tune the membrane to separate molecules by the size of the molecule. So this is applicable not just for water, but for energy, for fuel cells, for nuclear industry. So huge opportunity from many markets. The challenge is and remains, how do we scale that up? And that's very much where the geek comes into play and into operation. But the geek is built on a principle of what we call make or break. How do we do that rapid scale up and learn? And unfortunately, graphene is still quite complex. It's quite difficult. And sometimes when you make something, it works, but it doesn't work every time, or it fails, and you have to learn and you have to move on quickly. So the Geek has a membrane scale-up line. We're in the process of commissioning that. It's a very complex, no one's ever done this before. We've bought an industrial coating machine that can produce membranes by the meter squared by the minute. We can't yet translate the process they can do at very small scale onto that, but that's the work that the team and the Geek are currently undertaking. And with one partner, we hope to have a simple device in the marketplace. It's a product called Lifesaver. It was demonstrated at our event just before Christmas, and we're coating an existing membrane with graphene, and that will be a device that you can take if you are climbing or if you're up a mountain, where you can take stream water, not quite salt water today, but it can take contaminated water and it'll remove the large contaminants from that water. And that should be in the marketplace at some volume within the next 12 to 18 months. So still some way to go, still lots of science, but probably more engineering and manufacturing. But it's one of the challenges that the Geek with our partners are looking to address over the coming months and year.
Another area where graphene was thought to show real potential was in the creation of lightweight batteries that could even be worn in the form of clothing and that could charge within seconds. How far do you think we are from this becoming a reality?
So another key area of graphene is that in batteries or energy storage, or actually in a new form of batteries called supercapacitors. So there's lots of interest and work around batteries by adding graphene to the case, to the membrane, to the cathode or the anode to improve the performance or life of a battery. The supercapacitors are like batteries, but they charge very rapidly and then they discharge. So you're on this continuous charge discharge. I actually think in the future we'll be talking about more hybrid type solutions, whether that's your car, whether it's your laptop, or whether it's your aircraft, where they may have a battery, but they may supplement that battery with a supercapacitor doing that rapid charge discharge. And graphene and 2D materials have some unique properties that make them particularly suitable for supercapacitors, where almost you get this infinitely charge discharge type of solution. And I think increasingly you'll see that on your cars. Probably initially it'll be on buses and lorries. Vehicles that do a lot of stopping and starting, supercapacitors in particular, will play a big impact. So again, we're working on both batteries, we're working on supercapacitors, but we're also working on trying to combine those together into the structure. So whether that's into your clothing, whether it's within the wing of your aircraft or within the frame of your car, if we could combine both structural lightweighting, so taking weight out of your platform, but making it multifunctional, so as well as structural, it acts as an energy storage or a charging device, potentially we can really transform the way we look at some of the cars or clothing that we wear today.
Of the industry breakthroughs that have been achieved with graphene, which have been most interesting or which have excited you the most?
So the current breakthroughs are starting to get more exciting. If you go back a few years, people were launching products with graphene in them, but it was probably more marketing than real features and benefits. What you're starting to see now through real case studies, real examples, are products with graphene where there is a clear performance or benefit from adding graphene to that product. So we mentioned the Innovate training shoe. There's also a great case study out of the US with Ford Motor Cars, where they've added graphene to the foam that goes in the engine bay that make the overall engine bay more energy efficient, lower weight, less noise and vibration, but also flame retardant. So real features and benefit that add a value, not just for the car, but for the driver, because he gets a car that uses less fuel, is quieter and is more efficient. So what you're starting to see now are real case studies where graphene is making a real benefit in terms of that product or application. And you're increasingly seeing more of those examples on a daily or weekly basis. And through the Geek and our partnerships, I expect to see an increase in the pace of those new developments over the coming months and year.
Do you believe that graphene has delivered on its promise of 16 years ago?
I actually do, although the world is very impatient. So 2004 to today, 16 years sounds a long time. But when you consider it can take 25, 30 years looking at case studies for a new material into market, graphene is far in advance of any other new material on the marketplace. In terms of promise, we continue to produce papers in Nature and Science, not just on graphene, but on this whole family of 2D materials. I use the term graphenes because there isn't one size of graphene. There are many different forms of graphene, many different types, many different performances. There is also these whole family of other 2D materials. And then you can combine these 2D materials to create heterostructures to create multifunctional material. So from a science and academic base, huge developments in the science, in papers, publications and interests. But as we've talked about, increasingly now, you're seeing products and applications on the marketplace. Still quite early, but already we recognise probably over 1 million cars from Ford on the road, several hundred thousand training shoes, and probably 20 million mobile phones, we believe, are in the marketplace today with graphene as a component within them. So you're starting to see this tipping point of graphene becoming more main scale. So I believe it has delivered, but if you talk to some people, they expect graphene to be in the marketplace overnight.